Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Today's poem is by Ted Kooser. It is Ted Kooser's birthday today, and it's called After Years. I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it one more time. After Years. Today, from a distance, I saw you walking away, and without a sound, the glittering face of a glacier slid into the sea. An ancient oak fell in the Cumberlands, holding only a handful of leaves, and an old woman, scattering corn to her chickens, looked up for an instant. At the other side of the galaxy, a star 35 times the size of our own sun exploded and vanished, leaving a small green spot on the astronomer's retina, as he stood on the great open dome of my heart with no one to tell. This is a wonderfully poignant, but tight little poem by Kooser. It seems to describe, or it drafts on the weight, maybe, of some relationship that we don't find out a lot about, just a vision that is full of melancholy. Today, from a distance, I saw you walking away. Is that because two people who were recently intimate with one another, in love with one another, are now estranged, and the distance is a new factor in their relationship? Is that because a lost love that the speaker has not seen in many years came into view today? Was the other person aware that they were seen from a distance walking away? We don't know any of that. All we get is the instant, the moment of that vision and emotion dramatized in a series of analogies, and he piles them up one after another. First, the glacier sliding into the sea, and an ancient oak falling in the Cumberlands, holding only a handful of leaves, which is both it's sad, an image of death and loss, but the tree holding only a handful of leaves even conveys this idea that before the fall, it was already destitute and bereft, and that this fall is only the extension of what the tree was already going through. We have another image of loneliness or isolation in the old woman with her chickens, and then the final image of the galaxy, or at the other side of the galaxy, the star exploding, seen only by the astronomer who has no one to tell. And these analogies work in two ways, it seems, that on the one hand, they come in a sequence as if the speaker is offering or trying out new ways to best capture what he himself is feeling, or she. but they also all kind of work simultaneously as possible repercussions, that the emotion is so great, the blow internally to this speaker is so great that it has reverberated through the cosmos, that it has caused the shockwave that sends the face of the glacier sliding into the sea and the ancient oak crashing to the ground. It makes the hairs stand up on the back of the old woman's neck. So she looks around, looks up for an instant, without knowing why, and somehow triggers through across space and time the explosion of a distant sun. At least that is the sort of melodramatic sense that the speaker feels and believes in this moment and wishes to convey. And it's a beautiful gravity that the two working in concert are able to achieve. The final image, especially, the star explodes and it leaves a green spot on the astronomer's retina. After recently witnessing a solar eclipse. We probably all know a little bit what that's like, gazing at something brighter than we ought to gaze at. But it's this picture, too, of a small wound that will be invisible to everyone else, but will linger for a time, maybe for a long time, and yet be inexpressible to those around, especially if this is, in fact, a reminder of an old wound or an old heartbreak. There's one thing to receive sympathy from your friends over recent heartbreak, but hard to tell someone, hey, this pain I felt 30 years ago was reawakened in me today. It's a very lonely experience. Thank God for Ted Kooser and poems like this to make even people who are feeling those lonely experiences, I hope, feel a little less alone in them. Here is After Years one more time. Today, from a distance, I saw you walking away, and without a sound, the glittering face of a glacier slid into the sea. An ancient oak fell in the Cumberlands, holding only a handful of leaves, and an old woman scattering corn to her chickens looked up for an instant. At the other side of the galaxy, a star 35 times the size of our own sun exploded and vanished, leaving a small green spot on the astronomer's retina as he stood on the great open dome of my heart with no one to tell. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. Our archives there are full of Ted Kooser's poetry. He is much beloved here at the Daily Poem. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.